from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Let me put the plate of zulbia and bamiye in the middle of the table. Okay, and a cup of hot water for my grandma. My grandma breaks her fast with a cup of hot water. And here we have a plate of dates, bread, cheese, and vegetables. Hope nothing is left behind. My grandma is my guest tonight for iftar, and after serving iftar meal, I'm going to visit an exhibition where people of different regions of Iran put on display the iftar food items of their own certain region. Stay with me. The blessed month of Ramadan is a lunar Hijri month, which is of high significance for Muslims. Abstaining from eating and drinking or fasting during the day is the main feature of this month. In the vast land of Iran, with its different ethnicities and local customs, different foods are made which have their own special taste, smell, form, and color. A glance at different customs and traditions of the ethnic groups of Iran show that culinary traditions during the month of Ramadan display a beautiful picture. The foods in each region of Iran are prepared based on the climate, local etiquettes, the foodstuffs, and local crops. These foods then gradually become known and recognized as the customs of these regions. I am now at the exhibition of the foods of Iranian ethnic groups. These foods are prepared during the month of Ramadan. Here there are several different pavilions. Each of them has the foods of a certain ethnic group. Let's take a look at the pavilions. Here is the pavilion of Gilan. The traditional foods of Gilan that are cooked during the month of Ramadan mostly include asha of different types, kuku and fereni. The other type of food available in Gilan during the month of Ramadan is reshte khoshkar. Reshte khoshkar is a popular sweet in Gilan. A Gilani lady is busy making reshte khoshkar here. Smells great! Azerbaijan Pavilion. Ashadugh, Fereni, and rose flower jam are three foods which Azeris of Iran put on the table of iftar. This pavilion is filled with the aroma of rosewater jam. This jam is both served as dessert as well as being used along with tea. In this pavilion, you can smell bread. Bersag bread. The people of Kurdistan bake this bread. It's made of flour, sugar, oil, egg, milk, salt, and turmeric. It's a delicious and nourishing bread for iftar. I am now at Khuzestan Pavilion. Lagemat is the popular food served in different cities of Khuzestan province, particularly in Ahvaz. Lagemat is a sweet which looks like zulbia and bamiye and is served with bitter coffee. Baking this sweet is also common among the people of other southern provinces of Iran like Bushehr and Hormozgan. There are a lot of pavilions left, but I cannot go into details in a brief radio program. There are many delicious foods to talk about in the pavilions of Hamedan, Isfahan, Kerman, Khorasan, and other provinces of Iran. Iran is the beautiful land of colors, tastes, and designs, which all create a unique picture of the rich Iranian culture. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.